Welcome to the Dubois Chamber of Commerce podcast, Let's Talk Business on Connect FM. I'm Dan Kennard, and it's time to say hello once again to Morgan Shoemaker of the Greater Dubois Chamber of Commerce. Hi, Morgan.
Hi, Dan. Good morning. You know, I really can't believe it's March, and boy, the year is flying by very quickly so far. I feel like Christmas was just a month ago.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things I look forward to every other week is joining you for our Let's Talk Business podcast. It's a really great opportunity to hear from our members. Personally, I love getting to know our members inside and out of our chamber office, but I think it's really nice to hear and connect a voice with their business as well. Today, I have invited Tracy Lytle, who is the owner of Pet Cremations LLC. Tracy, thanks for joining us today. Let's start off with your journey. You've always had a close connection with animals. What led you to open your own pet cremation business?
Well, our business is pet cremations. We cremate one pet at a time, 100% guaranteed each and every time. We also make custom ash containers, which are pet urns, and offer four kinds of paw prints and 14 designs of keepsakes. We are open 24/7, 365 days a year, including weekends and holidays. We also pick up service for deceased pets. You do have to call or text me to make an appointment. Even though we are open 24/7, 365 days a year, we might not be home if you just drop in. We might be picking up a deceased pet or sleeping. Just call or text us day or night. It all started one day in August of 2016. My husband and I were chatting after 3 solid months of horse trail rides twice a day, every day, with 5 to 9 people on every ride. We wanted to work from home on the farm and not be strapped to stay home with set hours. We discussed that pets and diets were big business, and we both agreed that a diet business would not fit us because we live and work on a farm. And we like to eat.
Nothing wrong with that.
Our schedule cannot be fixed, so we decided to figure out some sort of business relating to pets, where we didn't have to be home with set hours. We could come and go as we wanted or needed to. In October of 2016, we went to the township and DEP, had a meeting, discussed opening a pet cemetery on the farm, and eventually maybe add cremation a few years later as our income improved and we could afford a cremation machine. We got the okay to go ahead with it. Life happened and we put it on the back burner. Then the pandemic happened. Our farm businesses went out of business and not a single soul came to the farm the entire 2020 year.
Mm. You had to shift focus then.
Yeah. And anyways, we got a loan to help us survive as Bob had gotten hurt at work. And so there was no income whatsoever. And we didn't qualify for any government help. Then it dawned on us our previous idea of a pet cemetery and also maybe pet cremations. We did some research, cost, labor, materials, etc., and surveyed of whether people wanted cemetery or cremation. Cremation won 98%. We used the loan to order our machine in October of 2020. The machine arrived on December 26, 2020, and we had it installed, and we were open for business on January 1st, 2021 with our first customer.
Yeah, so there was definitely a need in our community.
Yes.
Now, Tracy, just, you know, thinking about cremating a pet, that's something you really don't want to dwell on or think about until your pets are getting older or they get sick. Could you tell us what types of pets do you take for cremation and what is the turnaround time for people to receive their pets again?
If it is a pet, we can take it. We have had during the 3 years we have been open a teeny tiny mouse. We've actually had 2, a snake, guinea pigs, bunnies, ferrets, birds, lizards. We had a baby lamb. We've had several dwarf goats, a full-size goat, a mini alpaca, and we recently had an adult sheep with horns. Mm. And of course, lots and lots of cats and dogs. Turnaround time is usually a day or two if you don't get an ash container and no one is ahead of you. If you purchase an ash container, I like to take a week, which is, you know, 7 days to decorating, not counting the weekends. 7 days can be actually 10 to 14 days if the 7 days fall in between the 2 weekends, or the pet is quiet and not communicating with me right away. Sometimes I can have an ash container done in a day or two because the pet is vocal and gives me directions as soon as the pet owner leaves.
Now, Tracy, you already do so much for your customers to take really gentle care of their ashes when it comes to your cremation services. You touched on it a little bit, but can you provide us more information about those pet urns and the keepsakes that you can create as well? Can you tell us more about those additional products that you might offer to your customers?
We offer pet urns, which I call ash containers, of various materials such as ceramic, wood, glass, tin, lanterns, and of various shapes from square, rectangle, tall, short, round, stars, hearts, a coffin, octagon, a book-like container, and so much more. There is something for everyone to choose from to meet the decor of their home, office, or home on wheels. I decorate by sanding, painting, staining, use ribbons and bows, buttons, and jewelry, and findings. I also add the name and the date, and I can burn it on or use Cricut vinyl. I also put a picture on the ash container. I have an app that I can change the background of your picture if the picture is cluttered with other stuff besides the pet. Making ash containers is my favorite part of my job. I have made over 400 ash containers, and not a single one looks like another. Every single ash container is unique and captures the pet owner and or the pet's unique personality. We offer several types of paw prints, from ink, ink with a picture and a poem, an imprint, and also an imprint with a picture and digital. We have 14 designs of keepsake, 5 of which are pet related, and the rest are stars, moon, sun, vines, hearts, a cross, bars, love, and rest in peace. These can be used as a keychain, a necklace, or hang on your rearview mirror. I do on occasion have rings, necklaces, bracelets, and some other types of keychains.
You know, Tracy, our pets most definitely are like family members to us. So if anyone's listening right now that's in need of your services, could you tell us how they can get in touch with you? And in case of emergencies or after hours, when you are available to assist them?
Like I mentioned earlier, we are open 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That includes all weekends and all holidays. If you phone me and if I do not answer or call you back right away, please text me at 814-762-0020. If someone sends me an email or a Wix website chat box, just know that I only check my email and Wix website chat box early in the morning, anywhere from 2 a.m. to 7 a.m. and between 7 and 8 p.m. just before bed. If you book online through our Wix website, you are prompted to send me a text to verify appointment.
Well, thank you, Tracy. Thank you, Morgan. And thank you for tuning in today to Let's Talk Business on Connect FM.